Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Yud Ches, and we are 6 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Yud Ches Amid Beis Rav Nachman. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avram ben Gittel, Shoshana bas Esther Bela, Meir ben Chanala, Avram Kadish ben Malka Bela, Avram Yekasil ben Gittel, Chana Gittel bas Brindel, Rafal Chaim Shayoshov ben Baba Chaya Rivka, Tzvi ben Hinda, Yehuda Leib Chizkiyo ben Basya, Chaim ben Yom Mordechai ben Ida, Chizkiyo Shloim Zizkin ben Nechama, Yosef Tzvi ben Chana Henela, Yerachmiel Tzvi Moshe ben Chana, Rav Chaim Doiv ben Krindel, Shoshana Tova bas Esther, Michal Shoshana bas Tova Adasa, and Chava Serol bas Chana Freida. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilu Nishma Sichil Yosef ben Tzvi Betzalel, Shloim Zev ben Avram Yitzchak, Mordechai Zizkin ben Meir Olchanan, and Baruch Tzvi Ben Ephraim Zalman Halevi. So we're continuing along this theme of Me'inyan Le'inyan, Me'inyan Le'inyan, Ba'isa Inyan, Shalai Ba'isa Inyan, but epic Gemara after epic Gemara. The broader context is Mazon Gimel Sudais, and on that note, Amar Rav Nachman, Tasi Li, I am going to be rewarded in Olam Haba, the kindness Gimel Sudais B'Shabbos, because I'm very careful. Every single Shabbos, I make sure to eat Shalosh Sudas. I'm Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, "Hey, Sili, I'm going to be rewarded." The kaimos in tefillah, because I'm very much ma'ayin in my tefillah. I take my davening very seriously. I'm Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua. Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua said, "Hey, Sili, I'm going to be rewarded." The loisagina dalad amos begidah roish, because I don't walk dalad amos with any yarmulke. I'm Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said, "Hey, Sili, I'm going to be rewarded." The kaimos mitzvahs tefillin, because I'm very careful in mitzvahs tefillin. I'm Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, "Hey, Sili, the kaimos mitzvahs sitzes. I'm going to get schar in olam haba because I'm very careful in mitzvahs tzitzis." Amalei Rav Yosef, the Rav Yosef prayed the Rabbo. Rav Yosef asked Rav Yosef, the son of Rabbo. So Rabbo and Rav Yosef are in Shas, like Abaye and Rava, and Rabbi Eliezer and Rav Yeshua. But it seems that as much as Rav Yosef knew Rabbo, there were things he didn't know. So Rav Yosef goes to Rabbi's son, Rav Yosef, and he says, "Tell me, avuch b'maz zohir tvei, is there any one mitzvah that he's extremely, extremely careful in?" Amalei told him, "Yeah, betzitzes." In fact, he told him a story. Yom echad, one day, habakasalik b'darga, he was on a ladder. Ifzik lechuta, one of the strings of his tzitzes came off. V'loy nachis v'asa kamad le'ramya, and he wouldn't leave the ladder until he fixed the strings. So you want to know what mitzvah he's super careful in? This is the mitzvah that he's super careful in. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, "Tasily, I'm going to merit a portion in the world to come. I'm going to go to Olam Haba, the Kichazina Tzur Mirabanan, because when I see a Tzur Mirabanan, that's a young, budding Talmud Chacham, a yeshiva bacher, a young man, the Shalom Masechta, who completes a Masechta, a Vigna Yoyma Tavol Rabanan. I don't just make a Suda. I don't just make a Sia. It's a Yontif, literally. On my Rava, Rava said, "Tasily, I'm going to be rewarded. Kichazina Tzur Mirabanan, the Kamoy Ladino. Because if a Tzur Mirabanan comes to me for a Dintoyra, Loy Mazigna Reisha Beisadia, I don't put my head on a pillow. Unless I can figure out a way to be mahapach in eschus, because I love the Talmud Chacham so much." It's interesting that just based on the feel of learning Gemaras, you would have thought Abaye and Rava would have seen this differently. But here it's interesting. Abaye and Rava were on this completely on the same page. Abaye said, "Tasi li, because I love a Tzur b'mirabanan so much." Rava said, "Tasi li, because I love a Tzur b'mirabanan so much." Now, in terms of the exact manifestation of it, it was a little bit different. Abaye was making siyumin, and Rava said he was always mahapach b'schus of a Tzur b'mirabanan. But this is Abaye and Rava. Talmud Bavli is sometimes referred to as Havayis da Abaye v'Rava, Ayin Sukkot Av Chof Ches Amar Aleph. And what did they have in common? How much they loved the Tzur b'mirabanan, a yeshiva bacher, a younger man, someone that has his life ahead of him, and instead he decides to invest his time in learning Torah. Abaye and Rava had tremendous, the same love that the Tzur b'mirabanan has for Abaye v'Rava, Abaye v'Rava had for him. Samar Abravashi, my Abravashi said, Pasul Nulei the Tzur b'mirabanan Ladino. He says, if the Tzur b'mirabanan comes to me and he wants me to judge for him, he says, "I'm puzzle, I can't do it. My timer, I'm an ageya bedaver, the chaviv alaiki gufai." He says, "Because I love it so rabbanan as if he was myself. Ein adam roya chaviv alatzmoi." And I can't. I said, "I can never see anything bad. There's nothing a yeshiva bacher could do that I will not be able to see the good." Rabbi Chanina says the Gemara. So we're jumping literally me'inyan. Every line on Daf Kuf Yud Ches is a raid bite. It was true for Daf Kuf Yud Ches, and it's certainly true for Daf Kuf Yud Ches. So we're going to get back to some of this at the end of the Daf. Rabbi Chanina Chanina at the Vekoy. A Panya the Mali Shabbos. Rav Chanina would cover his head on Erev Shabbos, and he would stand outside Omar, and he would greet Shabbos. Bo Venetze Likra Shabbos Hamalka. Rav Yana did something very similar. Lavish money Mali Shabbos. He'd put on special clothing, but Omar, and he would say, Boyikala. Rabbi Barafuna, Ikla Lebe Rabbi Barav Nachin. Rabbi Barafuna was once by Rabbi Barav Nachin. Krivale Klas Sovi Tachi. And they brought him out a very special meal. All of a sudden, he gets three breads, and they're three saw of bread, and there was something very chashev. Amaleh, so Rabbi Barafuno told Rabbi Barav Nachum, "Mi have a yadisun dasinu? You knew I was coming? Like, who gave you a heads up? Had you know I was coming?" Amaleh, they said, "No, we didn't do this for you. We did this for Shabbos. Mi adifslan mina, what are you more chashev than Shabbos? This was Shabbos. Of course we did this." As the Gemara, Rabbi Abba, zovin betleisa astiri pshiti bisra, metleisa tabachi. Rabbi Abba used to buy 13 different meats. Each one cost an astiri pshiti from 13 different butchers. Umashim latzinari d'dashi, he would bring it into the kitchen. This is before Shabbos, but Amalu, he would tell his staff. So he had a whole staff working for him. He told them, Ashur haya, which in English means, move, you have to cook this fast because there's another shipment coming. So there's a lot of food on Shabbos in Rabbi Abba's house. Rabbi Avo, have a Yosef, atachto deshino umoshev nura. Rabbi Avo would sit on a chair that was made of ivory, and he would fan the fire. He wanted to prepare for Shabbos by himself. Rav Anu lovish gunda. Rav Anu would put on a special beged because he knew he was going to get dirty on Erev Shabbos. Because Erev Shabbos, he spent time in the kitchen. He was cooking. Amazing. The Talmud for Rabbi Shmuel. So why do you need a special beged? Just because he's cooking? Yeah. Because in Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, they said, begodim shabishol bem keter lo rabbi. The same begodim that a person uses to cook, al yimzak bem kais lo rabbi. He shouldn't use to serve his the whole day Rav Anan spent serving his master. So you can't cook with the same clothing. So you knew he was going to get dirty. So it was inappropriate. Rav Safra machrich resha. Rav Safra used to singe the head of an animal. He would prepare for Shabbos by himself. Rava malach shibuta. Rava used to salt this shibuta fish for Shabbos. Rav Huna Malik Shragi. Rav Huna would light candles. Rav Papa Gadol Psilta. He would make wicks. Rav Chizda Parim Silka. He would cut beets. Rav Yosef Mitzal Chitzivi. Rav Yosef would cut wood. Rav Zera Mitzatis Satusi. Rav Zera, he would light a fire. Either way, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Mekasev Ayim Mekasev Anavza. He would schlep things. Amar, he said, Ilu Miklun Li Rav Ami Rav Asi Milo Bekasvinim Kamayu. If Rav Ami Rav Asi, if I was hosting them, if they were coming to my house, wouldn't I prepare by myself? I wouldn't think it's beneath my dignity to prepare for them. So for Shabbos, why should I feel it's beneath my dignity? Some say Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Mekasu V'Ayin, Mekasu V'Nafki. It was Rav Ami and Rav Asi that used to do it. Amri, they would say, Ilu, Iklu, Rav Yoichan, Mila, Mekasu V'Kamayu. Their Rebbe was Rav Yoichan. They said, if Rav Yoichan would come, wouldn't I do it for them? Either way, the Gemara just mentioned Amoira after Amoira after Amoira that prepared for Shabbos. But how did they prepare for Shabbos? They did it by themselves. And believe me, they had people that would have done it for them. The wife could have done it for them. Their children could have done it for them. But this was something that they wanted to do for themselves, and it's for that reason the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Reish Nun Siv Katan Aleph Yashkin Baboyker Bayoyim Hashishi Lahachin Tzarchi Shabbos. The person should wake up early Erev Shabbos to prepare for Shabbos. We saw that on Daf Kuf Yud Ches. Even if a person has a lot of avodim, yishtadol lahachin ba'atzmi shum davar letzorchei Shabbos kedei lechabdoi. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, Ki Rav Chizda hayu mechatech hayerek tak tak. For Rav Yosef hayu mevakim eitzim. Rav Zera hayu madlako ish. Rav Nachman hayu mesakin abayis v'machnis keilu matzrichin l'shabbos v'mfana kli achol. Incidentally, it's rare that the Shulchan Aruch quotes Amoraim. Right, here you have a Shulchan Aruch that reads like a Gemara. Rav Chizda and Rav Yosef and Rav Zera, usually the Shulchan Aruch is the bottom line. Here you have a Shulchan Aruch that's varfing Amoraim to bring out this point. Says the Mechaber Umehem Yilomed Kol Adam. Everybody should learn from them. V'lo Yoymar, a person shouldn't say, Loi Efkoim Kevoidi, Ki Zehu Kvoidoi Shemechaber Es HaShabbos. This is the biggest covet. You think you're about coveting a person prepared for Shabbos. The fact that you're able on your own to prepare for Shabbos, Ein Lecha Kavod Gadol Mizeh, that makes you look good. And if these are Meiroim, the great tzaddikim of all time, they prepared for Shabbos by themselves, certainly everybody should prepare for Shabbos. There's an interesting halachic conversation, not for today. At the end of the day, preparing for Shabbos could be a tremendous mitzvah. But it's not as big a mitzvah, let's say, as learning Torah. So if learning Torah is a bigger mitzvah, and there's a rule that any time I'm faced with two mitzvahs, so which one should I do? Do the bigger mitzvah. Unless the smaller mitzvah can't be done by somebody else. But over here, this smaller mitzvah, preparing for Shabbos, could have been done by somebody else. It's a mitzvah she'efshel lasis ayadei acherim. So if it's a mitzvah she'efshel lasis ayadei acherim, why did these amoraim go and prepare for Shabbos by themselves? They should have said as great of a mitzvah as preparing for Shabbos is, but at the same time, doesn't it make more sense Doesn't it make more sense for me to sit and learn Torah? Let somebody else do it. The Sharetzin, the Chafetz Chaim in the Sharetzin asks his kasha. He says, two terutzim, and in his second teretz, he says, Inami dafkele in Kovet Shabbos amrinon kein dechamira. It's because Kovet Shabbos is so chomer that it overrides even learning Torah. Either way, on that note, the Gemara tells one of the most famous stories in Shas. Yosef Moiker Shabbos. Yosef was Meiker Shabbos. And there was a non-Jew that lived in his neighborhood. So there was a Yid, his name was Yosef. Not even Reb Yosef. His name was just simply Yosef. And he was Meiker Shabbos. He used to honor the Shabbos. And in his neighborhood, there was a Gentile, Davinafishi Nichse Tuva, who was very, very wealthy. Amrilei Kaldo, he used to go to astrologers. So he goes to a palm reader, and this astrologer tells him, Kulu Nichse Yosef Meiker Shabbos Yachalu. There's a Yid who lives in the neighborhood. His name is Yosef. He's Meiker Shabbos. And one day he's going to have all your money. This person heard that. He was spooked. He wasn't happy about what he heard. He sold everything. Maybe this wasn't the smartest thing to do, but he sold all his real estate. He sold everything that he had, and he traded it in for a diamond, a very expensive diamond. And he protected it so much, he used to keep it in his kapeluch. He kept it in his head. One day he was crossing over a bridge. A wind came. A ruach mitzuya, a ruach she'ena mitzuya, it knocked his head off, and there went all his nechasim. Bal yikaver, it was swallowed up by a fish. Asku, I saw a pani de mali shabsa. Some fisherman was fishing, he catches a fish, and he has it now. He says, what do I do with the fish? He sold it in the market. And it came to the market on Erev Shabbos, very close to Shabbos. Amri, so the person that had this fish said, man zavaki hasha, who's going to buy a fish right before this man? Amri lohu. So the chevre told him, zilu amtu legabi Yosef Meiker Shabbos. The rogel is of it. Yosef, if it's for Shabbos, you can rely on Yosef Meiker Shabbos, he's going to buy it. So the Gemara says, amtu in halei zavne. So he brought this fish to Yosef Meiker Shabbos, he bought it. He takes the fish, they serve it, the first course, karye, he opened it up, and ashkech be marganisa. They found inside this fish, there was a diamond, there was a pearl. Zavne, he went ahead and sold it. But Placer Iliyasa de Dinri de Dahava. He sold it for 13 attics full of gold dinars. A lot of money. Pogabeh Husabo. There was an old man. Some say Eliyahu Hanavi. Met him. Amar. He said, Mandi Yosef Shabsa Pari Shabsa. Anyone that borrows on the Cheshbin of Shabbos, Shabbos pays back. He says, you dedicated your life. You spent so much money for Shabbos over the years, and that's why Shabbos was looking out for you. And it was through the mitzvah of Shabbos that Yosef was Maker, that he ended up becoming so wealthy. We'll see more about this at the end of the daf. Bo mine Rebbe, mi Rebbe Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi. Ashirim shev Eretz Yisrael b'mahin zoichin. The Ashirim in Eretz Yisrael, what did they do to merit to become so wealthy? What schus did they have? Amaloi. So Rebbe Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi told Rebbe, we know this Gemara, b'shvil shema asrim, they give ma'aser. Shenemer aser ta aser, aser, b'shvil shet es aser. Shev b'bovah mahin zoichin. What about the gvirim in Bava? What did they do to become so wealthy? Amaloi. So he told them, b'shvil shema chabden es ha-toyra. Because the mechabden, shev b'shara rotzis mahin zoichin. What about the gvirim that don't live in Eretz Yisrael, so they can't give ma'aser? Because Meister is only in Eretz Yisrael. And they live not in Bavel, where they're Mechabed the Torah, so why are they so wealthy? Amar Leisi, he told them, Mishul Shem Mechabdin Es HaShabbos. Because they're Mechabed the Shabbos. Because that comes first. Dom Rav Chiyah Bar Abba, Pam Machas Nisarachti, Eitzel, Balabayas Balutki. Because Rav Abba said that he was once by a Balabayas in Lutki. They viewed in front of Shulchan Shalzov, and they brought in front of him a table of gold. Masu Shisha Asa B'nei Adam. 16 people had to carry this table. It was a golden table that required 16 people to carry. And there were 16 silver chains that were attached to it. And there was a whole set of silver flatware that was attached to this. For all of Kol Mine Michael, for Kol Mine Megadim Ubisamim, and there was food, and there was so much there. When they put it down, they said Lashem Aratum Loya. When they took it off, they said Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem Baris Nasal of Neyadam. So Reb Chiyah Bar Abba is in the city in Lutkiya, and he sees wealth that he had never seen in his life. He was absolutely blown away by what he saw. Amarti Loy. So this is Reb Chiyah Bar Abba talking. One of the most often quoted Amiram in Shas. So he turns and he says, "B'mazochisolkach, what did you do to merit this?" Amali. So he told me, "Katzeva, you see, I was a butcher. Ubechol behema shahisa na. Every time that I saw a nice behema, amarti zutehe l'shabes. Amarti loy. I told him, Ashrecha shezochisa ubarach hamakim shezikcholkach. Oh, you put yourself out for Shabbos. That's why you merited all this." Amali Kesa Rabbi Shulman Chananya. The Kesa told Rabbi Shulman Chananya. So Rabbi Shulman Chananya had a lot of interaction with with the Caesar of Rome. He was someone that was very much respected amongst the dignitaries and amongst the aristocracy in Rome. So this is an exchange between the Caesar and Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, as in Rabbi Yeshua. He said, I've smelled the cholent, I've been in a Shabbos house on Shabbos, it smells so good. What's the secret recipe? Amalai told him, Tavlin Echad Yesh Lanu, we have a special ingredient, the Shabbos Shemoy, in the name of Shabbos, Shana Matilun L'Toichai, the Reichai Noidef, that's why it smells so good. Amalai, he said, Tein Lanu Amenu, can I have a little bit of Shabbos? Amalai, he told him, no. Because Kol HaMishamres HaShabbos, HaShabbos Moy, if you keep Shabbos, then the Shabbos food. V'she'ena Mishamres HaShabbos, Eina Moyloi. So they say the Shabbos food is based on the guest. The Gemara says that it's based, if you're Mishamres HaShabbos, then the food is going to knock. But if you're not, it's based on Mishnah Berurah Chela Gimel. It's based on how much a person is Mishamres HaShabbos. Amalei Reish Gulusa L'Rav Amnuna, Reish Gulusa asked Rav Amnuna, Mayin D'Chsev L'Kdoish HaShem Mechubot. So this is referring back to a pasuk that we've seen a lot about recently. Im Toshiv Mishabbos Raglecha Asois Chavetzecha B'Yem Kotshi. V'Karos Al HaShabbos Oineg. L'Kdoish HaShem Mechubot. V'Chibadetei Masois Drochecha Nimtsoi Chavetzecha B'Daber Dover. Yeshaya. Perek Nun Ches, Pasuk Yud Gimel, the Pasuk in Divrei Kabbalah that mentions the mitzvah of Oynik Shabbos, Kovet Shabbos, etc., etc. So the Reish Kalusa asked Rav Amnuna, I went through that Pasuk, I don't understand the words L'Kdoish HaShem Mechubot. To me, those words seem extra. Amalei, he told him, you're right. It's a good question, and here's the answer. Zeh Yoy Makir is actually not referring to Shabbos, because it, as it relates to Shabbos, it's redundant. The Pasuk already mentions that there's an idea of Kovet Shabbos, but rather it's referring to Yom Kippur. Now, how you mechabed Yom Kippur? She'im b'lo yachidu b'lo yishtia. So what do you do? You have to take all the Kovet, and you have to focus it in the one thing that you're allowed to do. Amr Torah kabdeu b'ksus nekiya. So there's an idea of wearing especially nice clothing on Yom Kippur. Why? Because that's the one way you can be mechabed Yom Kippur Shabbos. You don't have the achilu, you don't have the shtia. So what are you supposed to do? Oh, ksus. Nikia, that's something you can do. V'chibadatai. So what does the v'chibadatai mean? Rav Amar Rav said lahaktim, shmulam la'acher. What that word is coming to teach me is that if a person usually eats late, he should eat a little bit earlier. And if a person usually eats early, he should eat a little bit late. Meaning even the time of the meal on Shabbos should be different than it is during the week. On that note, Amri le b'nei Rav Papa bar Abba, the Rav Papa. So the sons of Rav Papa bar Abba asked Rav Papa, we eat a Shabbos meal every single day. We want the Shabbos meal to be there. They couldn't come up with anything. He said, every night our table looks like a Shabbos meal. So he said, what are we supposed to do? Amalusi told him, if you usually eat early, I eat later. If you usually eat late, then eat a little bit earlier. Rav Sheshes was a Sagi Nahar. And when he gave Shir on Shabbos, he wanted to make sure that he didn't go too long, because he wanted to make sure that the Oyvim would be able to go home and they'd be able to eat, because on Shabbos you have to be careful. The problem is he didn't really know when to stop the shir. So he had a little bit of an idea. His idea was, during the summer, he had the people sit, the bachrim, the talmidim that were listening to the shir, they sat in the sun. And during the winter, he had them sit where it was cold. What was the point? The point is, if you're sitting in the sun, you start schwitzing and you start making noise. So Rav Sheshes would hear the noise. He knew he went a little bit too long, and that's how he knew to stop. And the same thing in the winter. Rav Zeira, on this note, Mahadar Azuzi, Zuzi the Rabbanon. He would go after the Rabbanon, and he would tell them, I know you want to talk and learning, but it's Shabbos today. And don't be Mechal Shabbos by talking and learning. This is one of the Gemaras that Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the Siddur Yavetz that we mentioned last week brings as a source. His idea that just like on Shabbos, you have to talk differently, you have to dress differently, you have to walk differently, even have to learn differently. No Eon, or not too much Eon on Shabbos. This is the first Gemara of Yaakov Emden quotes. This Gemara, and the Lashon, B'matusa minaychu, please, I'm begging you, loy sechalalune, don't be mechalal Shabbos. Amar Rava, v'itei me Rabbi Shulam ben Levi, afilu yachid ha-mespala b'erev Shabbos, even a yachid who's davening erev Shabbos, tzorech loy mervayechulu. What's the chiddush afilu yachid? Because really, lechatchila, vayichulu you're supposed to say with somebody else. Right? That's why if you missed vayichulu because you daven the long Shemoneh Esrei, so you ask the guy next to you if he could say vayichulu together with you. The reason is because when you say vayichulu hashamayim va'aretz v'chol tzavam, what you're doing is you're saying edus. You're saying edus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that created the world. The edus, al pishnayim edem, yakum davar. So it's ideal that two people do it. However, b'dievet, even a yachid should say it, but yes, how do you know that? Om Rav Hamnuna, Kolam Espalu Berav Shabbos, Vayim Vayichulu. If someone down there, Rav Shabbos says, Vayichulu, Malol Vakosav, Kilu Nasu Shutiv LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Maisa Bereshis. He becomes a Shutiv LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Maisa Bereshis. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Vayichulu, and Al Tikri Vayichulu, Ela vayechalu. Vayechulu means HaKadosh Baruch Hu completed them. Who's them? Shemayim Evar. It's meaning the first 6 days of creation. Vayechulu was all completed. Now b'yoyim HaShabbos. Vayechalu would mean they completed. Not they were completed, but it's referring to the completers. Who completed? They completed. Who's they? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Oh, you said Vayechulu? Nasa Shutav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it's so important that even if you don't have someone to do it with you, even if you're going to do it by yourself, it's something that you should do. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Minayin Shadibur Kemaisa? How do you know that Dibur is sometimes like Maisa? Speech can be treated like a Maisa Shenema, Bidvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu. Bidvar Nasu. So Hashem created the world, Asiya, Nasu, how? With Dibur. So you see, Dibur is like Maisa. Amar Rav Chizah, Amar Har Ukfa, Kol Mespala, Rav Shabbos, Vayim Yechulu. Somebody damas Rav Shabbos, and he says, Vayechulu, Shnei Malachi Asharis, and Malav and Loilotim. The two Malachi Asharis that we know about, and we're going to see about in a moment, that a Malav of the person, Manichin Yedei Amal Roisha, they put their hands on the person's head, the person who said, Vayechulu, Vayim Ramoy, and they say, Vesara Vaynecha, Vechatoscha Techupar, you should have kaparo for any Averu that you did. This reminds me, I remember when I was a Bachar in Eretz Yisrael, so this was on a Friday night, I was going to my Suda, and I'm walking by myself through Geula, and I this woman, an older woman, calls. She sees me walking by myself. She says, "Bacher, kumaher." She tells me in a Yerushalmi Yiddish. So I walk across the street, and she was standing with her husband. Her husband was very, very old. He was very weak. She was literally holding him up. So I walk to the front step. He's standing outside, and he looks at me. Vayuchulu hashamayim v'ha'aretz v'chol tzavam. Unbelievable. Regardless, this is Vayuchulu. This is the Gemara. Tanya, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shnei Malachi Asharis. Amazing, no? Shnei Malachi Asharis, Malavin Loi La'adam, Be'erev Shabbos, V'beis HaKnesses L'beisai. You might have heard of this Gemara. There are two Malachi Asharis that are Malafa, a person from Shul to his house. Echad Toiv, Echad Ra. One is a good Malach, and the other one is a Malach Rak. Shabbat L'beisai. And when the person comes home, Umatza Ner Dalok, if the Malachim see that the Ner is Dalok, the lights, the candles are lit, the Shulchan Aruch, the table set, Umitase Mutzas, and everything is set nicely. Malach Toiv Oimer Yirotzo Yishetehe L'Shabbos Acheres Kach. Gives a bracha that this is the way it should be next Shabbos. Umalach Ra Oina Omein Bal Karchai. And the Malach Ra has no choice but he has to say Omein. Then Lavin, if not, Malach Ra Oimer Yirotzo Yishetehe L'Shabbos Acheres Kach. And if it's not good, then the Malach Ra says that this is the way it should be not good again next week. Umalach Toiv Oina Omein Bal Karchai. And the Malach Toiv has no choice but to say Omein. We've spoken about this Gemara so much. Amar Rabbi Lo. A person should set a table Erev Shabbos, even if he's only going to eat a kazayas. So you're literally going to eat a kazayas, it doesn't matter. But the table should still be set. A person should set the table on Moitzoy Shabbos, even if you're only kazayas. So this is Malava Malko. And even if, although you only eat a kazayas, it doesn't matter, you should still set a chamin Moitzoy Shabbos Malukma. So on the topic of Malava Malko, chamin, hot water on Matzah Shabbos, is good for refuah. Pas chamin Moitzoy Shabbos, hot bread on Moitzoy Shabbos is also malugma, is also good for refuah. Rabavo, have a avdalei ba'afuke shab to igla tilsa. Rabavo, every Moitzoy Shabbos from Malava Malka, so he didn't just eat, but what he would eat is he would eat meat, but not just any meat. Igla tilsa, this is the third born calf. So he would eat an igla tilsa, very, very choshev meat. Have a achel minei kul yisa, but he couldn't eat so much, it was very Moitzoy Shabbos. So all he ate was the kidney. Gigodol avimi brei, so Rabavo, son avimi, got older, so amale, so already, he suggested to his father, father, when the kids are young, you can do whatever you want. But then his son got older. So he turned to me and said, he says, I understand you. It's a chaval. You're wasting a good calf. He says, why do you have to waste it for? Nishbet kulyus on Imali Shabbos. Aren't we anyway shech the calf on Erev Shabbos? Save the kulyus, save the kidney. And like you're like this, you'll eat the kidney. Why do you have to kill a whole animal? So the Gemara says, Shafku, Rabavo did it. V'asa Aryeh. And a lion ended up coming, v'achle, and ate that calf that Rabavo was going to shech. The point of Rabavo didn't save anything by not being mechabed, this is being mechabed already, Sudas Malava Malka, which is of course part of Kavod Shabbos, but either way, that's the story about, incidentally, you see a lot of things there. You see Malava Malka, you see the idea of eating meat on Malava Malka, meaning there's an idea of getting fleishiks during Malava Malka. Also, special, not eating leftovers, not eating Shabbos leftovers, but special food will cover Malava Malka. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, kala oyna omen yeheshme rabba mevarach, bichol koichais, if we didn't have enough classic Gemaras on this daf. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, if somebody says yeheshme rabba mevarach, what does bichol koichai mean? Rashi says, Bechol kavanosai. Tosfos says the same thing. Koyrin loy gzardinoi. So if someone says Yeheshmei Rabba bechol kavanosai, they tear up his gzardin. Shenema, the pasuk says Befroya perois biYisrael besnadivam baruch Hashem. My time of Befroya perois. What's the reason that Saris are torn are averted. It's mishum de baruch es Hashem, because when people give haydah takadosh baruch hu yehesh mei rabba, that's what causes these tzaras to go away. Rabbi Chiya Rabba Amar Rabbi Yoichan Afili Yesh Bei Shemesh Avodah Zara Meichel Lay. Even if a person has a shemetz of avodah zara, he's gonna have mechila. So a person can have a shemetz of avodah zara, but if he says yehesh mei rabba b'chol koychoi machalach machalach machalach. How do you know? Like Sivach, it says over here b'freya parayis b'sivasam, and it says somewhere else kifaruahu. Now that somewhere else is by the eagle. So you see that it says it by the eagle, and it says it over here. So clearly, there's a relation between yehesh mei rabba and avodah zara. If someone says amin yehesh mei rabba b'chol koychoi kairam like Zardinoi, not only that, even if he has avodah zara, he can get kapara. Amar Reish Lakish, kolayin amin b'chol koychoi. If somebody says not amin yehesh mei rabba, if someone says amin b'chol koychoi, poischem leishari gan eden. They're going to open up the shari gan eden for him. Shenema pischu sha'arim. Who's going to enter? The Shomer Amunim. I'll take Shomer Amunim. Elo Shomerim Amen. Shomer Amunim, Shomerim Amen. People that say Amen, Bechol Koichai, Bechol Kavanase, like Rashi says. So these people are going to merit to enter Gan Eden. Just finally, one last Gemara. Man, my Amen. What does Amen mean? Amen Rab Chanina. Rab Chanina said it's an acronym. Aleph Mem Nun. Kel Melech Neman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Neman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trustworthy exile. So a few ha'aris as it relates to today's daf. So we began the daf with the Gemara that says, Omar, different Amoraim, who said that because of different things that they did, different customs that they observed, they said, Tesi li, they are going to merit a chelek in olam haba. Rav Nachman said, Tesi li, the kaimus gimel sudas b'shabas. Rav Yehuda said, Tesi li, the kaimus in tefila. Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua said, Tesi li, because he doesn't go dalan amas begilu arush. Rav Sheisha said, Tesi li, because I'm kaimus is tefillin. Rav Nachman said, Tesi li, because I'm very careful when it comes to tzitzis. Rav Yosef asked Rabbi's son, Rabbi Yosef, tell me, what does your father do special? He says, oh, he's very careful in the mitzvah of tzitzis. Abaye said, Tesi li, because of the covet that he used to show Tzuri Mirabana, Yeshiva Bachrim. Because when he saw a young, budding Talmud Chacham, he would always make him a siyam, not just a siyam, he would make it a yontif. Rabbi said the same thing, Tesi li, because I have tremendous covet for young Talmud Chachamim. The bottom line is, Tesi li, Tesi li, Tesi li. So just to appreciate this Gemara a little bit better, the rest of the story. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos at the very end of Masechtas Makis, we all know the Chazal. Rotza Kodesh Baruch Hu Lezakis Es Yisrael, Leficha Chirbelem Toiru Mitzvah Shenemar, Hashem Chofetz Laman Sidko Yagdol Toiru V'yadar. And the truth is, if you think about it for a second, this Chazal really requires Hezber. Why? Rotza Kodesh Baruch Hu Lezakis Es Yisrael, Hashem loves the Yidden so much. So what did he do? He gave us so much. He gave us Torah that you have to learn the whole day. And he gave us mitzvahs that literally take up every aspect of our life. He gave us 613 mitzvahs. If Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Zakeh Es Yisrael, you know what Hashem would have done? He would have given us three mitzvahs that were easy to observe. Instead, it's a full-time occupation to be a frum yid. So Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Zakeh Es Yisrael L'ficha Chirbelem Torah mitzvahs? In Svara, you would think he had no senes. It should be just the opposite. Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'zakas Es Yisrael. So it's for that reason, we should get less. So the Rambam in his Pirush HaMishnayos, the last Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos, HaMasechtas Makis, the Rambam asks this kasha, and the Rambam says an incredible answer to this question. He says as follows, Mi'ikrei ha'emuno b'toira, ki kishe yikayim odom mitzvah mitayag mitzvahs kerayu kahoygen. If a person does one mitzvah, but he does it perfectly. If a person does one mitzvah and he does it perfectly, he's going to merit a portion in the world to come. Says the Rambam, that's what Reb Chananya ben Akashia meant when he said, because being that all you have to do in order to merit a portion of the world to come, all a yid needs to do to get Olam Haba is one mitzvah, albeit perfectly. So, Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'zakeh Es Yisrael, say you don't just have three mitzvahs to choose from, you have 613 mitzvahs to choose from. The idea is, because if you had to do 613 mitzvahs perfectly, says Ram, it's a good kasha. How are you supposed to do 600? It's so hard. He says, no, but really all you have to do is one. Ratz, therefore, if all you have to do is one and you have so many to choose from, that's Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'zakeh Es Yisrael, L'ficha Chirbelem Torah Mitzvah. Says the Ram, how do I know I'm right? He says, how do I know I'm right? He says, it's a Mefurash Gemara. It's a well-known Gemara, a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, a Gemara we've talked about a lot in Avodah Yud Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, "Kishachol Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma, Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma was sick. Halach Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin levakroy. So Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin went to be mevakroy him. Amaloi. So he walks in, does Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin, and Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma tells him, Achi, Yatay Yadeh Shu Umazum and Hashemayim him lichu Shachriv as Beisai. Either way, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin was teaching Torah, even though the Romans had decreed they're not allowed to teach Torah, and because of that, Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma gave him." Musser, he was disappointed. He says, I don't understand why you're doing this. It's a suicide mission. Don't you know they're going to catch you at some point? And then, of course, that's what happened. Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin is one of the Asara Ruge Malchus. He's one of the 10 martyrs. But either way, it's one of the things that were exchanged when Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin met Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma was, he asked him the following question. Rebbe, Ma ani l'chaya olam haba? He says, am I going to marry a portion in the world to come? Oh, my Lord. So Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma told Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin, Klum ma'isa bali yotcha? Did you ever do anything for which you should merit a portion of the world to come? Amalai says, I'll tell you a story. I'm a Gabbai Tztaker, and one time I had my own personal money, and had money that I had raised. All the money got confused. I didn't know who was what, and I just gave away everything. Amalai, Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma told Rechanir ben Tradin, Im Kain, if you did this, Mechelkocha Yehi Chelki, Umi Goyrolcha Yehi Goyroli, Halavai, I should have a chelik in the Olam Haba that you're going to have. Says the Ram, how do you read this Gemara? Rabbi Chanir ben Tradin is one of the Tanaim. Rabbi Chanir ben Tradin is one of the greats. He meets Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma, says, am I going have a chelik in Olam Haba? He says, I don't know. Did you ever do anything that you merit a portion of the world to come? What was this exchange? And what was the answer? He said, yeah, I was a Gabbai Tztaker, and I once did something very, very nice. I went lefnim ashuras. I did more than I had to do. That's why you get... And all the Torah and everything Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin did, we're not sure about, but because of this, yeah, says the Rambam, you know what the exchange was? It was what I just told you. Because there's an idea that a person can get a portion of the world to come by doing one mitzvah and doing it perfectly. And that was his question. He wanted to know, am I going to have a chelik in Olam Haba? So he says, tell me, did you do one mitzvah perfectly? He says, well, I'm a Gabbai Tztaker and I had tremendous mesiris nefesh to being a Gabbai Tztaker. He says, if that's the case, mechelki yehei chelki, umegayrocha yehei gayrola. But either way, this is the Rambam's chiddush. The Rambam says that if a person does one mitzvah perfectly, he is going to be zoichet olam haba, and that's what Rabbi Chanina ben Akashia meant when he said Ratzah Hakadosh Baruch Hu lezakos es Yisrael lefichach. Not few mitzvahs, hirbelem Torah mitzvahs. That's why we have so much, because we have so much to choose from. Either way, I think that's what's going on in our Gemara. You have Amira from Rav Nachman to Rav Yehuda to Rav Hunebrei to Rav Yeshua to Rav Sheshes, and they're all talking about Rabbaya and Rav and Rav Casey Lee. I'm going to have a chelik in Olam Haba because I was makayim tzitzis, I was makayim tefillin, because I was very careful in Gimel Sudas B'Shabbos. That's how you zoichet to Olam Haba. The Teretz is this Rambam. If a person does one mitzvah and he does it perfectly, he's going to be zoicha to a chelik in Olam Haba. This was the Gabbai Tztaker that Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin was in Avodah Zarah Yud Ches Amud Aleph. That's the tasily. You see that Amiram took it upon themselves to do one thing and do it perfectly. Of course, all that Amiram put on tefillin, they all put on tzitzis, they all ate Shalosh Sudas. Incidentally, Tosfos says in Bcheres Da Beis Amid Beis that you see once upon a time people weren't so makbet to eat Shalosh Sudas. He says, you see from this Gemara, Teisi Li, the Kaimis Gimel Sudas. Rabbi Yossi, earlier on the Yom, said, Yehei Chelki Mei Oichli Shalosh Sudas B'Shabbos. And so he says, you see clearly that not everybody ate Shalosh Sudas. But the point is, of course, everybody kept all the mitzvahs. But there's an idea of trying to do, this is my mitzvah, and I do it as perfectly as I can, and as hard as it's going to be. The Mesiris Nefesh, that Rabba was once on a ladder, and his tzitzis fell, and he didn't get off the ladder without fixing the tzitzis. It doesn't sound like that's something he had to do, but he did it because this was his mitzvah. And because this was his mitzvah, it was something he was going to do 100% l'shma. Either way, this Gemara, with the Gemara of Yedazar, Daf Yud Chesem and Aleph, with that Rambam and Pirush Mishnayis. But I want to tell you a Dover Nifla that I saw from Rav David Yoel Weiss, the Baal Godim Chadashim Shlita. And that is, we've mentioned many times over the years that there's a Braisa that's quoted by the Gaonim and the Rishonim that describe 10 chumrois that Rav was noyeg. So the great Amora Rav had 10 chumrois. Now, the Chida mentions this Braisa in length, or at length, in the Sefer Pesach Inayim at the end of Masechtas Menachos. The Sefer HaYuchsin also mentioned it at length. It's interesting, they didn't have the same list. So we have this list called Asare Mila de Chasidos. Incidentally, the Radzina Rebbe, the Balat Cheles, wrote a pirish. He wrote a pirish on the Asare Mila de Chasidos. I've gone through parts of it. He writes in the introduction that at the time that he wrote the pirish, he needed a schus. He was dealing with a situation that he felt he needed a special schus for, and he wrote a pirish on two things. He wrote a pirish on the Brice of Asare Mila de Chasidos of Rav, and he wrote a pirish on the Tzava of Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, as in Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus. But either way, there was a pirish with that. So we have two versions of it. We have the version of the Sefer HaYochsin, and we have the version of the Chida. So I want to go through 1 through 10, the Nusach of the Sefer HaYochsin. Asare Mila de Chasidos Hoya Oysa. Number 1. Lo Yehoyu Roya Le'edu Midalan Amas. Rav never looked outside of his Dalet Amos. Number 2, V'lo yeholach b'gili ha-roish. He never went without a yarmulke. Number 3, Mekayim Gimel Sudois. He used to eat Shalosh Sudois. Number 4, Mechabim Libe Batfilo. He was very makbid, he had kavana during davening. Number 5, Lo yhibit litstadim. He never looked to the sides. Number 6, Lo hayomakiv shloi latriach hatzibur. He was very, even though he was Rav, Rabban shel kol b'nei ha-goyla, but he was very careful not to be matriach the tzibur. He never wanted to be matriach anybody. Number 7, Lo yochal besudas ha-reshos. He never ate a sudas ha-reshos. Then the Yochsin says, I've seen a different version of this, and that is that after Rav ate food, he would put offer in his mouth. And the reason he put offer in his mouth is l'kayim ha-shenemar. There's a passage that says you should put dirt, you should eat dirt after you eat food. Incidentally, this is a little problematic in light of a Gemara that we learned not so long ago, where the Gemara says if somebody eats dirt in Bavel, he's literally eating the Zedah's blood and it's kilu achash katzim v'ramasim, because all the blood of the Yid and Nebach was all intertwined together with the dirt in Bavel. But either way, that was number 7. Number 8, the chol misha hiknitoi, anyone that shepherded with Rav, he was a oyev shalom, veroidev shalom. It didn't matter who started, he always went out of his way to make sure there was going to be shalom. Number 9, he had a beautiful voice. He used to always be metargim, he would have him for the amid. And number 10, he was very careful with tzitzis and tefillin. So this is the list, the way the Sefer Yochsin brings it. So we mentioned that the Chida also brings this list in Pesach Inayin. He has a different list. And after he brings the list, a slightly different list. This is what he says. Ulafi mai de itmar bechal milus Rav. One of the milus that the Brisa says about Rav is to have a mekayim sholosh sudois. He was very careful to eat sholosh sudois. The nohag Rav Nachman Acherov. Meaning the Brisa continues and says that after Rav passed away, his talmidim decided that they want to come together and they want to perpetuate their Rebbe's memory. They want to perpetuate him. So what are they going to do? They decided they're going to take on these chumras. Now, there was no one Talmud that was able to take all 10 chumras by himself. Rav was the Rebbe. He was able to do all 10. But there was no individual that was able to take upon all 10. So what they decided was they're going to divvy it up. So one Amir said, I'll do this. I have that. I'll wear a yarmulke. I'll make sure that I eat shalosh sudois. Right? They all sat together and they divvied up all the different chumras because there was no one Amira, there was no one Talmud that was able to take all 10. And the Chida and the Yochsin, they have a little bits of pieces of information as to which Amira might have taken on which one. The most famous is that Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes both took it upon themselves that they were going to keep the chumra of their Rebbe Rav, which was that he never looked outside of his Dalet Amos. He didn't look to the sides. He was very careful. With the Shmiras and Naim, and they took it upon themselves that they would do the same thing. But the Brisa continues and says they couldn't keep it. It was too hard. And because they made a Kabbalah and they did it for their Groyser Rebbe Rav, and it was something they weren't able to observe, the Samuah Seinayu, they made themselves blind. And that's why the two Sagi Nors and Shas are Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes. How did they become blind? This is the rest of the story. They actually did it to themselves because they had taken upon themselves to take this Chumra of their Rebbe. They couldn't do it. The Samuah Seinayu. Either way, when the Chida brings his list, so one of the my list was that Rav kept shalosh sudois. It says right after he passed away. So Rav Nachman said, I'm gonna do this. Apparently this was not so easy. So Rav Nachman said, I'm gonna make sure I'm gonna always eat shalosh sudois. So listen to the Shoyna Yazov of the Chida. He says, Umatoivu Mamnoim. It's so beautiful. My da amar Rav Nachman perikol kisve. The Rav Nachman said in perikol kisve, Tasi lead the kaimis gimel sudois b'shabbos. He said, I'm gonna be rewarded one day because I keep gimel sudois. This wasn't just a little thing, tastily. It was such a big deal. This is Rav Nachman who had taken upon himself to keep one of the 10 chumras of his Rebbe. Which one? Gimel Sudais B'Shabbes, and this was the Tesili. It wasn't just the Chumrah. He was perpetuating the memory of his Rebbe. Every time he ate Shalosh Sudais, this was an Aliyah Neshama for his Rebbe Rav. This is what he was doing. He took it upon. So in the Asarim Mila de Chassidus, who took on Shalosh Sudais? Rav Nachman is the one. It's Matoivu Manoim, says the Chida. It's the same Rav Nachman in the Gemara that we just learned. That's how we started today's daf. Amar Rav Nachman. Tesi li de kaimis gimel sudas b'shabes. Adkan. Everything I just told you now is the Chida with the Sefer HaYuchsin. Says Rav David Yoel Weiss. He says, unbelievable. He says, if you look at the first five Amayram, Tesi li. Amar Rav Nachman. Tesi li de kaimis gimel sudas b'shabes. Amar Rav Yehuda. Tesi li de kaimis yin tefila. Amar Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua. Tesi li de le sagina dal anamas begila arosh. Amar Rav Sheshes. Tesi li de kaimis mitzvah tefillin. Amar Rav Nachman. Tesi li de kaimis mitzvah. Four Amayram, five Chumras. You know what all those Amiram have in common? They were all Talmidim of Rav. Every one of them was a Talmid of Rav. You know what the Chumras have in common? They're all mentioned in this list. See, he says, I don't know. But Lule de Mistafina, I would argue that the Braisa that we have about the Asarim Mila de Chassidus just mentions from a high level. Rav had 10 Chumras, Rav passed away, the Chumras were divided amongst the Talmidim. We know that Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes said they're not going to look outside of the Dalai Lamas. Rav Nachman said he's going to be very careful in Shalosh Sudais. We don't really know much more than that, said Rav David Yoel Weiss Shlita. I think it's in this Gemara right here. You want to know who kept what? Rav was very careful, Kavon and Tefila. It sounds like Rav Yehuda might have been the Amir that did that. Tesili, the Kaimasi and Tefila. Rav never went Dalai Lamas Begilu Yerosh. Rav Huna Braid, Rav Yeshua said, Tesili, the Leisagina Dalai Lamas Begilu Yerosh. Rav was very careful in Tefila. Oh, that's Rav Sheshes. Tesili. That means Rav Sheshes took two. Rav Nachman also took two, because Rav Nachman also took tzitzis. But the bottom line is this Gemara is the rest of the story. These are the Amiram. These are some of the Chumras. These are some of the Chumras that they took upon themselves. Either way, that's the first aura. The second aura is Amar Abaya. Abaya said, Tesi li, I'm going to be rewarded. Dechichazina tzurim rabbanan. Because when I see a young Talmud Chacham, the Shalom Masechta, he finishes the Masechta, I don't just throw a party. It's Yontif today. It becomes literally a Yontif. There's a tshuva, and the Shailas tshuva is Eretz Tzvi. This is in Chelik Beis. It's Simin Ayin Dalad. So who is the Eretz Tzvi? The Kozhuk Lava Goyen. Hashem Yimkam Davi. The Kozhuk Lava Goyen became the Rosh Hashiva of Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin after Rameir Shapiro passed away in the early 1930s. And he was the Rosh Hashiva up until the war, and he was killed by the Nazis. Yimach Shemam V'Zichram. Hashem Yimkam Davi. He was a Goyen Oilam, a Talmud of the Avni Nezer, of the Sachet Shavu. So this is the Kozhuk Lava Goyen. So he was asked the following question, a fascinating question. The Shoyal asked him as follows. We know that there are a lot of Gemaras that were censored. Many Gemaras that were censored. That means when you sit down and you learn Bava Kama, you're missing some Gemaras. You learn Masechta Shabbos, it's not complete. We're missing things. So the Shoyal asked the Kozhuk Lava Goyen, how can you make a Siyam? You're not finishing the Masechta. This is not the whole Masechta Shabbos. This censored editions. We don't have it. I mean, maybe you can get it today, but you don't have the censored Gemaras. So you don't have the censored Gemaras. The Shoyal asked the Kozhuk Lava Goyen, how can you make a Siyam? So you say, big deal, make a Siyam, right? The Velt says you don't say Shema Malchus when you make a sin, because just in case you missed the word here and there. But what's the meaning? You're a bracha, so what's the problem? He says, no, it's not true. Because what if it's the 9 days and you want to eat meat? You make a sin. Of course, a sin has implications. So the Shoyal asked the Kozhuk Lava Goyen, how can you make a sin? Aren't you missing Gemaras? That's true. He says, what about all the censored Gemaras? So he told him like this. He said, the pshat is as follows. He says that the Gemara says that Abaya, when he saw it, Surim Rabbanu would finish a Masechta, he would make a Siv. He says, how was he able to make it? What did he finish? They didn't have Gemara. Abaya's in the Gemara. There couldn't have been Gemara in Abaya's real time. There's no Gemara without Abaya, right? What are you going to do when you come up to Yir Shalom Yidas? Right? What are you, it's not possible. There's no Gemara without Abaya. So Abaya's part of the Gemara. So if Abaya's part of the Gemara, he says, how did they make a Siv? Elamai, they made a Siyam on Mishnayis. He says, you can't make a Siyam on Mishnayis. You make a Siyam on Masech the Shabbos Mishnayis, and you can eat during the 9 days. So said the Kozhuk Lava Goyen, Vashteta. You know what a Siyam is? When you finish whatever you could finish, that's a Siyam. That's what a Siyam is. So once upon a time, what was Shabbos? Shabbos was Mishnayis. Oh, so Abaya saw it, Tzurim Rabbanan, he finished Masech the Shabbos. Avinu Yemet Tavel Rabbanan, he went ahead and made a Siyam. What's our Masech the Shabbos today? Our Masech the Shabbos is a censored Masech the Shabbos. So if it's a censored Masech the Shabbos, that's Masech the Shabbos. And he says there's a tifkait in it. Because what's a Siyam all about? It's Simcha. It's all about the Simcha that you have. You're so happy, you're pumped that you just finished the Masechta, you put effort into it day after day after day. That's what a Siyum is. It comes with Mesiras Nefesh. It's easy days, it's hard days. And if you can do it and build upon it and finish it, it's a beautiful Simcha. He says, you're going to tell me a person doesn't have the right Simcha when he finishes Masechta Shabbos because maybe I left out, because there's a censored Gemara somewhere that I left out. The Simcha's there and you finished everything that's in front of you. I don't think it's any different than in Abaya's time, the Siyum that they made on Mishnayos. And it's for that reason, said the Kosher Goy, and I think you could do it. And then he said something heilig. He said, "Mivad zeh chelki amra nafshi." He says, "We know Reb Shimon Bar Yochai said ki loisi shachach mi pizara." It's Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. It's a Gemara coming up in the next few weeks. Loisi shachach mi pizara is soifei teves yochai. This is what Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, the Chum, will worry. Torah will be forgotten. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai said, "Torah will never be forgotten." He said, "Ki loisi shachach mi pizara." He says, "The Gemara we have today is the same Gemara we had when the Gemara was written." He says, "If that's the case, what about all these censored Gemaras?" See, he says, "Libi oimerli." Libi Oymali, that there's a reason that the censor had a shlita on those Gemaras. And if the censor was shoylet on those Gemaras, he said, I don't think those Gemaras are ma'akiv on the same level as the other Gemaras are ma'akiv. He says, because if they were written with this on the same Kedusha, the censor, lo yehoye shlita, lo yitziya misham, kasher hiftichanu batoira, ki lo yisi shachach mipi zara. So from the fact that the censor was able to be shoylet on these Gemaras, that tells you something. And if that tells you something, he says, if that's the case, he says, I'm not so worried about those Gemaras. He says you can make a sim, you can make it during the 9 days, and there's no question in the world. Either way, that's the second order. The third order is Yosef Maika Shabbos. So we went through we learned the Gemara about Yosef Maika Shabbos, and the Gemara says at the very end he gets this fish, he buys it, he opens it up, and lo and behold, what was inside the fish? So there was a diamond, there was a pearl. So Yosef Maika Shabbos takes the pearl and he sells it, and he got so much money for it. He got 13 addicts. Imagine 13 addicts of gold dinarim. That's how much money was there. The Marsha on this Gemara says that I don't think the number 13 is a coincidence. And the truth is, a few lines earlier, the Gemara said that one of the Amiron, Rab Abba, he used to buy 13 pieces of meat from 13 butchers, and he would give it to the 13. The number 13 was mentioned a few times in today's daf. Said the Marsha, the pshat is as follows. If the truth is, if you look at Rashi says the lashon goes, it's not daf for 13. Now if it was 12, it's also a lot of money. Says the Marsha, I ain't Rashi, and Rashi said that it's a lashon gozma. He says v'hudachuk. I don't think that's what it is. Rather, says the Marsha, v'nir lechavim b'zeh hamispa yud gimel. He says I think there's something to the number 13, and the reason is because the number 13 is negeya lechol davish habikdusha. Every davish habikdusha has in it the number 13. Kegoin yud gimel midah shel hakadosh baruch hu. Hashem is Hashem keil rachim v'chan and erech apayim. The yud gimel midah shel rachim is the number 13. You have the yud gimel midah shar toyer nidreshes behem. That's also 13. Echad. The word Echad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, is Begematria 13. A person, a boy becomes Bar Mitzvah when he turns 13 years old. So says the Marsha, the number Yud Gimel is a Mispar of Kedusha. And because Shabbos is Kadosh, and Yosef Maika Shabbos was Moiser Nefesh for Shabbos, so he gave himself up for the Kedusha of Shabbos, so he merited wealth, b'mispar kedusha. And what's wealth b'mispar kedusha? It was 13 addicts full of gold dinars. So Rashi says it's a mispar guzma. I don't think it's a guzma. Why would it be a guzma? I think it's a precise number. Look around. The number 13 is a number of kedusha. And being that the number 13 is a number of kedusha, he said, I think that's where this is coming from. We mentioned in the past, I heard from my good friend Levi Chomsky, the Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chover said that we refer to bris shloish esrei. Right, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Schar, we remember the bris shloish esrei. What's the bris shloish esrei? So Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chover said that what a bris is, a two-sided relationship. I do something and you do something together. We have this bond called a bris. A bris is when two people share something in common. Said Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chover, Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu have in common the number 13. How so? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Yud Gimel Midoy Shal Rachamim. We were given the Torah that we're supposed to learn. That's B'Yud Gimel Midoy Shal Torah Nidreshes Behem. of Rabbi Shmuel Leimer fame. So said Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver, there's a bris relationship. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, and we have Yud Gimel. We have the Yud Gimel Midos Sha'atarin Adreshes Behem. And this is how the bris works. He says, if we learn Torah, the Yud Gimel Midos Sha'atarin Adreshes Behem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bestow upon us the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. That's the bris Shlosh Esrei. It's 13:13. We have the Yud Gimel Midos Sha'atarin Adreshes Behem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. We learn Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. This is from Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver. But ain't based Medrash Poloi Chiddush. There's Rabbeinu Bechaya and Parshas Vaschanan. It's on the Pasuk Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So Rabbeinu Bechaya says that the word Echad is Begematria 13. And then he says something interesting. He says that if you look in Parshas Bereishis, the Torah mentions the word Gan, as in garden, as in Gan Eden, several times. You know how many times? He says if you count it, it's 13. He says in Parshas Vaschanan, the Torah mentions the word Esh, fire, 13 times. You have the word Gan in Parshas Bereishis 13 times, and you have the word Esh in Parshas Vaschanan 13 times. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, above my pay grade, he says Gan is Gan Eden. Esh is the Esh of Gehenna. He says that Echad is the kavana that a yid is supposed to have when he says Kriya Shema. He says if he has the right kavana, he thinks Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. A person takes upon himself Kabbalah on Malchus Shemayim. He's going to merit the 13, the numerical value of the word Echad, which is 13 gans, Gan Eden, Gan Eden, Gan Eden. And if a person Fakir, he's Pyrrhic oil, he doesn't take upon himself Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, then it's going to be the other 13. Then it's going to be the 13 fires. Then it's going to be the 13 times ish. This is what Rabbeinu Bechaya says. So just to add to the list of Yud Gimel, Yud Gimel, Yud Gimel, you have the 13 times that it says Gan, the 13 times that it says ish. But I was just thinking one hergish, undeveloped, but just one thought, one machshava, and that is, where does it say the word ish 13 times in the Torah? It's in Parshas Vaschanan. Parshas Vaschanan is Shabbos Nachamu every single year. Shabbos Nachamu is Parshas Vaschanan. So it's interesting. In the Kriya of Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Yomer Elikechem, that's where you have the Eish mentioned 13 times. So I was thinking, Shabbos Nachamu, the Avoida is Nechama. That's what it's about. It's Nechama. That's what this is about. This is about Nechama. And it's interesting that you can have Nechama on Churban Beis HaMikdash, even when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. How is that even possible? Right, how can we have Nechama now on Churban Beis HaMikdash? We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Right, there's two ways you can have Nechama. You can have Nechama because someone's never going through a Tzara, and then the Tzara goes away. So he has a Nechama now. But sometimes Hamakim Yenachim Eschem is when the person is in the Tzara, and we ask for Nechama, and you bench the person, you should merit Nechama. A person can have Nechama even if he doesn't creep out of the Tzara. Shabbos Nachamu is also in Golus. It's also not in the Makom HaMikdash. But at the same time, there's a way to have Nechama in Golus. How does that happen? It happens when you have a change of perspective. When you realize that even though you're in Golus, but at the same time, there's a different Deher. There's a change of perspective. So I was thinking that it could be Yud Sheish. Fire is mentioned 13 times in Parshas Vaschanan. It's mentioned 13 times, the Esh is the Esh of Gehenna. But you know what else is Mispah Yud Gimel? So we just mentioned that you have the 13 of Yosef Maika Shabbos, and you have the Yud Gimel Midah Shatern Adreshes Behem, and you have the Yud Gimel Midah Shal Rachamim, and a Bar Mitzvah Bachar becomes Bar Mitzvah when he's 13. Echad is 13. Gan Eden is 13. Gehenna is another 13. Ahava. The word Ahava is also 13. And maybe that's the lesson. Maybe that's the message. Maybe the hidden message is that there's Eish, and that was Churban Beis HaMikdash. Ki be'esh hitzata, ube'esh ata asa levnoisa. There's fire, there's Eish of Gehenna. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes, it doesn't matter how terrible the Churban is. It doesn't matter what the destruction is, how horrible the Tzara is. But there's always a Nechama. You know where the Nechama comes from? When a person realizes that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is done by Ahava. And if everything is done by Ahava, even the Eish has been for your Gimel. See, all the 13s are positive. Every single one is positive. It's interesting that the Esh of Gehenim, somehow all of a sudden we throw in the Marsha said, Bracha, Kedusha, answer is, why is Gehenim Yud Gimel? The Teretz says, because really everything is good. And even Eish of Gehenim is, even the Eish of Gehenim is Be'ahava. Because everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Be'ahava. And that's maybe a lesson, a knetch, in Nachamu Nuachamu Ami Yomer Likechem, that a Yid can get Nechama when he realizes that even though sometimes he's tested, and sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws Nesiyonis in people's directions, but even Gehenim, which is the ultimate, that's the ultimate, Dina Shal Gehenim, nothing worse than Dina Shal Gehenim. But even that comes with the number 13. And maybe the site is because it's something that's wrapped in Misper Kot Kedusha. It comes the same way the Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim come. It comes with that number 13. It comes with Ahava, because everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, he does with Ahava.